Johnson's thugs broke down doors and threw people in jail for not participating with the Blue Eagle. Hitler's goons did likewise. "Those who are not with us are against us," Johnson roared. "And the way to show that you are a part of this great army of the New Deal is to insist on this symbol of solidarity." The New Dealer's slogan, "We do our part," echoed the Nazi refrain, "The common good before the private good." After all, it was Stuart Chase, not Albert Speer, who argued in his Economy of Abundance that what was required was an industrial general staff with dictatorial powers. As for popular culture, there isn't enough room to discuss the subject as fully as it deserves. The New Deal invested millions of dollars funding artists and writers who repaid this kindness by generating a vast body of artistic and literary work propping up the New Deal. But one episode in particular may shed light on the true nature of the period. Like many other leading Americans, the media tycoon William Randolph Hearst believed America needed a dictator. After first backing the America Firster Jack Garner, he switched to FDR and claimed that he put Roosevelt over the top at the Democratic Convention. Deciding that the best way to influence FDR and the American people was via Hollywood, he personally reworked a script based on the book Gabriel Over the White House, which became a movie of the same name starring Walter Huston as President Jud Hammond. The propagandistic nature of the film cannot be exaggerated. Hammond, a Hoover-like partisan hack of a president, has a car accident and is visited by the Archangel Gabriel. When he recovers, he is reborn with a religious fervor to do good for America. He fires his entire cabinet, big business lackeys all. Congress impeaches Hammond, and in response, he appears before a joint session to proclaim, "We need action, immediate and effective action." After this, he suspends Congress, assuming the temporary power to make all laws. He orders the formation of a new army of construction, answerable only to him, spends billions on one New Deal-like program after another, and nationalizes the sale and manufacture of alcohol. When he meets with resistance from gangsters, presumably in league with his political enemies, he orders a military trial run by his aide-de-camp. Immediately after the trial, the gangsters are lined up against a wall behind the courthouse and executed. With that victory under his belt, Hammond goes on to bring about world peace by threatening to destroy any nation that disobeys him or reneges on its debts to America. He dies of a heart attack at the end and is eulogized as one of the greatest presidents who ever lived. One of the project's uncredited script doctors was a Democratic presidential nominee, Franklin D. Roosevelt. He took time off from the campaign to read the script and suggested several important changes that Hearst incorporated into the film.